Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. And Jim, of course, last November we had a lot to celebrate with Republicans and mainly conservatives taking back a strong majority in the House of Representatives. The downside, of course, was that Republicans did not win enough seats to take back the U.S. Senate. They made a nice dent. But of course, right now the landscape looks pretty favorable for 2012 because Democrats have so many seats to defend. And now one of them, Ken Conrad of North Dakota, the Senate Budget Chairman, has decided he doesn't actually want to defend it. So that's an open seat. And if it's anything like the last one that Byron Dorgan gave up just last year, this is a real good chance for a pickup, even though there might not be a clear Republican frontrunner like there was last time with John Hoeven.
Indeed. You know, obviously a very popular incumbent governor is a little bit of a rare advantage you don't get to enjoy too often. The good news is this is a Republican-leaning state. Almost all of the statewide offices the Republicans swept by nearly 2-to-1 margins last year. It'll be the Democrats will have a little bit more time to find a good replacement. I think the retirement of Byron Dorgan really kind of caught them by surprise last time. One Republican has already announced interest, Public Service Commissioner Brian Calk, and he was one of those guys who won by nearly 2-to-1 last time around. So obviously looking pretty good. We'll have to see who the eventual nominees turn out to be. But I think one important factor is it will not help the Democrat to have Barack Obama at the top of the ticket in this state. This is a GOP-leaning state, and whoever the Republican nominee is, chances are they'll be carrying North Dakota by a wide margin, and that generally helps down ticket.
Yeah, just because a couple of years ago North Dakota had two Democratic senators and a Democratic congressman, and they only have Conrad left out of those three, Bush and McCain have easily carried North Dakota in recent cycles, and Republicans even going back further than that. Jim, just a quick follow-up. How long or how short do you think the draft Ed Schultz campaign will be for this seat? In 2010, I think it lasted about a day and a half.
It'll be interesting to see whether it lasts longer than his show. We'll see. You know, obviously he has, you know, the roots there. Probably everything you didn't want to see in a candidate, would that be my choice, but perhaps North Dakota Democrats think differently.
We'll find out, I guess. All right, on to the bad martini today, and this is kind of taking place over about a 2-to-3-day span here in Washington, and that's the state visit of Hu Jintao, the leader of China. And of course, for the most part, if you look at all the bonds and debt that they're buying for us and just their expansion economically and militarily, they're clearly on the rise. And a lot of people feel that, especially economically and with the value of the currency and so forth, they've really got us over a barrel and we're almost drawing even and perhaps watching China soon advance past us economically. Do you expect President Obama to do anything substantive? And can he really do anything substantive this week?
I think it'll be a good meeting if he doesn't grovel. I picture this meeting going sort of like, so how much do we owe you? That much. Wow. Well, we got a plan. Really, we're going to have the money by Tuesday. We promise. You know, obviously, on the one hand, it's you know, it's always good to have regular meetings with your largest creditor. On the one hand, I'm glad that the U.S. and China are meeting regularly and, you know, we can communicate our grievances with them to the extent it'll do any good. I understand Obama's going to be raising a bit more on the human rights front in these meetings, and if that comes to be the case, that's good to see we haven't completely lost our spine. But look, we have very little leverage with the Chinese right now. And I think it's one of those things where until we get our fiscal house in order, there's always going to be this lopsided nature to our discussions with the Chinese.
Yeah, we'll see what impact those human rights discussions have. The Drudge Report talking in one story about how there's a massive state dinner on Wednesday night, and then they have the picture from the Dalai Lama's most recent visit with him being ushered out the back door near the trash pile. So not exactly the imagery the White House is probably looking for on that front. And Jim, on to the third martini now, and it's good to see Vice President Dick Cheney back. He's clearly, if you've seen the interviews on NBC, gone through some health challenges. He's now got wires coming out. He's got a new heart pump, and that was part of the interview. But he also had actually some nice things to say about President Obama, including how he handled the Tucson incident. What was interesting, Jim, is that Vice President Cheney also had some good things to say about the Obama administration concerning its homeland security policy, but an interesting way, basically saying the president has decided that we were right.
He obviously has been through the fires of becoming president and having to make decisions and live with the consequences. And I think he's learned that what we did was far more appropriate than he ever gave us credit for while he was a candidate.
It's always easy to give credit when the other person realized you were right, but to some extent he has been right. And he also talked about drones and the extensive use of those over in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
You know, I think it's a kindler, gentler, cybernetic Dick Cheney we're seeing, Greg. You know, he's taking it easier on Obama. He's lost a little weight. He's kind and friendly and nowhere near the hard-edged fellow he used to be.
Yes, apparently the Darth Vader characterization can be put aside at least for a little while until he regains a little more strength. Jim, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Jim Garrity of NationalReview.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Please join us Wednesday for the next 3 Martini Lunch.